agree to toiling Lee. I'll tell you why I'm happy if you list a while to me. I have a son named Danny who to college never went. And if he has the luck of Brine, he'll be our president. I never met a smarter lad than he. Sure, everyone says he takes after me. He's got a nose like George Washington, and he has Abraham Lincoln's eyes, and he has teeth like Teddy Roosevelt, and he's Patrick Henry's size. He's got a voice like Dan O'Connell. Ah, now that is my son Dan, and he can lick any nick. Sure, his fist is like a brick. He's the makings of a darn fine man. They've sung of Mr. Kelly, Mr. Dooley, and O'Brien, but neither one can hold a candle to this son of mine. They always call on Danny for to make a little speech. He nearly got elected ruler of the AOA. Where he got his brightness, I can't see. He's a credit boy to any family. Got a nose like George Washington, and he has Abraham Lincoln's eyes, and he has teeth like Teddy Roosevelt, and he's Patrick Henry's size. He's got a voice like Dan O'Connell, and now that is my son Dan. And he can lick any mick, sure his fist is like a brick. He's the makings of a darn fine man. The other day a delegation came to visit me. They represented Irishmen of high and low degree. They said they wanted Danny's statue for the Hall of Fame and asked me for a photograph from which to make the same. I haven't got his picture, boys, you see, but this is what he looks like to a tease. He's got a nose like George Washington, and he has Abraham Lincoln's eyes, and he has teeth like Teddy Roosevelt, and he's Patrick Henry's size. He's got a voice like Dan O'Connell, and now that is my son Dan. And he can lick any mick, sure his fist is like a brick. He's the makings of a darn fine man.